This podcast is sponsored by Red Awning, the only all-inclusive hospitality platform for property managers. With Red Awning, you can reach every guest on every channel, optimize it all, and centralize your communications so you can grow your business, not your headaches. Visit join.redawning.com/VRMA. Welcome to another episode of the VRMA Arrival Podcast. I'm Alexa Schlosser, editor of VRMA's publications, and here with me today is Kim Lalonde, founder and CEO of Key.co. We spoke with Kim back in May, and we're continuing that conversation today. Thanks for listening. So, hi, Kim. Welcome back to the podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
Yeah, of course. So, I don't know, maybe you want to just start with giving us some updates on since the last time we talked with you about Key.co?
Great. Yeah. So last time we spoke, I was looking back at our notes in time. In startup world, it's always like a year has gone by, right. But it wasn't that long ago. So anyways, but I think our two biggest things that we're excited about and to announce since we last spoke. So one is home inventory growth. So as you know, we partner with top tier property managers, curate all of our listings, and we had 700 homes, 707 to be exact, on our platform. And now we're at over 3,000. So in short amount of time. Yes. Yeah. And our team has, they've looked at 18,000 properties. Our curation percentage is about 28% that get approved for our standards and brand and customers. And so we're at 3,000 and growing, which is exciting. And then
sorry to interrupt you, was that the goal to go from that percentage of increase? Was that sort of, did you like hit your mark or were you going, was that way more than you expected?
Our goal was 3,000 by the end of year. So it was a new line. Yeah. So we'll hit, 4,000 plus by end of year, which is great. Awesome. We're not stopping. So once that train gets going, we just go. So we're really excited about that. In the bigger news category, I think I mentioned last time we were in negotiations with a big partnership and we've signed. So we're happy to announce that we're partnered with Capital One's Venture X program, which they're doing a ton of travel perks, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be partnered with their Premier Collection, which is their, luxe, their higher end spenders, credit card holders. And so they'll have our curated inventory, a portion of it, curated inventory, and then all the services that we offer, which is really our competitive differentiator amongst others in the space to elevate everyone's stay. So pre-arrival groceries, chefs, babysitters, masseuses, really activating that home. So we're really excited about that partnership. It's a massive opportunity.
Yeah. So maybe you can just detail for me, what is that? Like, what are the benefits that you guys get from that partnership? And what are the benefits that Capital One gets just for other, organizations that might be interested in these large partnerships? Like, what do you get out of it?
Definitely. So for them, just to talk about their metrics, but they have millions of cardholders, like 100 million plus cardholders that have spent billions on vacation rentals. And it's through their credit card data.
Yeah.
And so with their Venture X program, they are launching a travel platform. They've already launched their Lux Hotels. And now it's vacation rentals, which is fairly new in the space. You've always been able to use points to book airlines, hotels. But now you've got these bigger players coming in to use points to book vacation rentals, which is awesome for us, for our property manager partners to be able to partner with Key, partner with Cap One to leverage that, brings another channel. And then from Capital One's perspective, they need the supply. So it's providing a supply on partnering with Key to provide the supply of curated home and then homes and then the elevated services. So not every other credit card company will offer the full suite of services we have. So we're really excited to be able to offer that to their cardholders.
I like that. I mean, it's like, it seems to me like the next step in the maturation process of the industry, because obviously hotels have been a part of these loyalty programs and these credit card programs for, I don't even know how long, but as long as I can remember, certainly. Yes. And now obviously with this sort of being a new venture for credit card companies, it means that they're obviously focusing on this industry as one that is growing and is professional enough to invest in, right? Is that how you take it as well?
Definitely. And still, and I think we spoke about this last time, the hotel industry is decades and decades of years older than vacation rentals. So you can kind of look to them as where the industry will head. And still in the vacation rental space, it's very fragmented. The property managers, they typically operate in, one, maybe two destinations. You do have your larger players, but most of the market are the fragmented property managers, which we love. It really brings that local, local flavor. They know the area. And so you just get a different experience. clients, but credit card companies, now it offers them another channel. In addition to the OTAs, your Vrbo, your Booking, your Airbnb, offers them another channel because these credit card companies will start to take market share. Mm-hmm. So if you're a cardholder, you're going to want to use your points for that vacation versus not, and other platforms don't necessarily offer that. So it's a great way to bring it to property managers to offer another big distribution channel. So it's great for all of us in the space.
Absolutely. And especially with, you know, there was a lot of news this summer about all the short-term rental bans that were kind of cropping up a lot this summer. I know New York had one. And two questions, I guess, has that affected your business at all? And also, do you think, you know, moves like this where large companies and players are investing in this industry means that that's maybe not going to be that much of an issue, or that it's like a short-term blip versus, you know, long-term problem or a, you know, industry killing thing?
Yes. So one, it's always great for an industry when you have bigger players throwing their dollars and time into helping fight some of these local battles. For us as a company, we're mostly in ski, beach, so mostly, you know, resort destination type areas where you don't, and some of them you have, you know, minimum stays, but it's not like what happened in New York. So we are not in New York, and I think we've got some properties there, but it's not a big market for us. So it doesn't impact our business, but as an industry, we want to be everywhere. So So it definitely impacts. So it's great having the larger players to fight the good fight on that. And I think you'll see it more and more when you've got hotels having a lot of the inventory in any market, they're going to fight it because it's, you know, but a lot of the hotels are getting into the space too, which is beautiful. So
yeah, that's great. I listened back to our last conversation. I know we touched on sort of data and technology and how that's improving the guest experience, and certainly something that you guys focus on. Has anything changed since the last time we talked about your use of data and technology? I know AI keeps continuing to evolve, and I imagine, you know, some of the ways you thought about it back then might not be the same as you do now. Just curious about your evolving thoughts there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think those are going to be the brands that win, because being able to use your data to cater to your partners on the supply side and your customers, you know, on the demand side, is critical. But, and it provides an amazing travel experience. So that's what we're all setting out to do, is build that next great brand in hospitality. But for us, this year, since I mentioned the growth of our, you know, home inventory, so now we're able to leverage more and more technology, the more volume we have. So specifically on AI, I mean, we've always used it for content generation. And of course, we always come in and personalize it so it fits our brand and cater it to our business. But on the AI component, we're testing now using it against photos to really maintain the quality. So you can have it comb through. And that's just one aspect. We're using natural language processing on the reviews. Reviews are always changing, just because a home meets our standards in 1 month, and 6 months down the road, once it has more tear, it may not. So we're able to leverage that to find those. And we've had cases where we had a guest check in to a home that, you know, when our curation team was onboarding and going through it, it met, you know, all of our expectations, wear and tear. All of a sudden there's a guest checking in that's not happy. So we pull it, and we'll work with the property manager, but pull it off of our platform. And we even moved check-ins that were coming within the upcoming months, because we knew the property manager didn't have the calendar time to get to the repairs. And so we'll move people, move guests. So, but anyways, that data and technology, I think it's you can onboard and curate once, but you have to leverage that. And it allows us to build supply too. So how do we match other homes that are top sellers to other homes that are out there in the market that we may not be partnered with? And it, you know, our sales team then goes after that, you know, that home. So it's great. And then data around the customer preferences, that's the homes, you know, what services are being ordered there, the preferences down to the brands they're ordering. So, and then on our platform as well, we have a lot of places where you can, instead of doing all the browsing yourself for a home, you can just fill out the form, tell us what you're wanting, and use that to figure out, and we'll find trends that we didn't necessarily think about through that, follow the customer's needs. So we love the data aspect of the business.
Well, I think you're right in that the differentiator between the companies that are starting up now that are going to be successful is how well that they're using data and technology, because it's just going to be, it's table stakes moving forward, but like the companies finding the best way to use it are the ones that are going to succeed, because that's what happens at, you know, with any startup, right? It's like, who's going to be the cream of the crop, and it's going to come down to how they use that data, I think.
Exactly. And you never know where the trends come from. Like for us, there'll be a new destination that pops up. We're like, where did that trend start? Is it TikTok posted that the teenage kids of the family are using to go to parenting? We need to go there.
Yeah. Red Awning now provides a complete communications platform along with marketing and distribution to every channel. The new Red Awning Smart Communications Hub supports streamlined communications with all guests across all websites and communication methods. This enables great property managers to do what they do best, everywhere and all at once. You can even automate personalized communications for every step of the guest journey, because even property managers deserve a vacation. For more information, please visit join.redawning.com/VRMA, where you can also receive a free market report for your specific area. With the like scale up of homes, which you know you planned for this year, have you had to increase staff and the size of your company in general to meet the needs of all these extra inventory?
Well, I mean, we're always growing our team, but the beautiful part about marketplace models is once you do all the curation and onboarding, the engine just, you know, works and sells itself. Yeah. So as long as you have that layer there that for our brand, so not everyone needs it, but for our brand that maintains that quality, then you can keep up with it without having to add the headcount. So we do a lot of work up front, but once the home's on there, it's our job to get it booked and market it and sell it. And then it's just the engine works. So.
Well, that's good. I mean, obviously that's the key to scaling too, is being able to put that in place so that you can quickly scale up.
Exactly. And people are all, I mean, we're a technology company at our core, but when I started Key, I wanted still that level of personalization. Like I don't necessarily want a bot all the time. Like it's efficient.
Yeah.
So just having the personal touch, someone that you can talk to that knows you, because we've got all your profile in the system whenever we're, you know, communicating back and forth. That's important to me. And that old school hospitality, I think that's a big game changer.
Yeah. I'm thinking too of any new, since the last time we talked, any new trends that you're seeing or new competition, new challenges that have come across that you weren't thinking of at the time and are now like, oh gosh, now here it is.
Yeah. I was thinking about this the other day because I'm seeing more and more companies pop up. And again, this goes toward, look at hotels today. You have Marriott, who owns Ritz. It keeps it as its own standalone brand. W Hotel, St. Regis, et cetera. And then they've got JW Marriott. I mean, it goes down. They have, you know, your lofts all the way down to mid-market, et cetera. And we've seen, or I've seen, I'm speaking from my own personal experience, seen companies such as Vacasa, Turnkey before Vacasa bought them, but going on an acquisition spree, buying up these property managers, but then rolling them in under the Vacasa brand. Now I'm seeing more and more companies that I'm like, who is this? Never heard of, but buying up the property managers, really centralizing the back office support. But it's still owned, locally run by the existing team. The brand still is maintained as it is in, you know, Aspen, San Diego, Austin, et cetera. And so you have these kind of, they're parent companies, but, you know, ghost companies that are really the parent co of these brands. And for a company like ours, it makes it easier to go work with the parent co to then, you know, launch with 10 property managers versus doing 10 individual integrations, et cetera. But I do think that's an area in 5-10 years from now, you're going to have consolidation of here are the 10 big brands and here are the brands that roll up under them. So that's interesting. I was thinking about that today. I was like, that's an interesting trend that we love. And it's great for the property managers too, because it provides them get a lot of the heavy lifting off of their plate. It allows their business to grow, take off their plate what they don't love to do, and more cost efficient running your financing, your, you know, distribution channels, et cetera. So anyways, that's one. It's been top of mind for me. And we've been talking to a lot of those companies recently.
Yeah. And it's kind of got me thinking too about, you know, as this industry matures and is seen as a stable industry or in growing, seeing more private equity funding for some of these different startups. And even just in general, like not people not involved in the industry at all, but just seeing it as a good investment. I'm curious if that's like growing or if there's enough headwinds that it's still seen as like, oh, this is a risky business to get into. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, we're venture back. So I can tell you vacation rentals in general, hospitality, it's a niche play, especially when you're doing venture and early stage. Like that's software companies are always going to be probably 70-80% of what the venture category funds. Yeah. And then you've got the niche players like us and you get to Bitcoin, other industries. But on these, I think these are more PE buyout funds where they're buying out these locally owned business and consolidating them. But I don't think that our industry will ever surpass the software, particularly venture, and it's a big marketplace, but still not as big as, you know, some of the others. So,
right. Interesting. I think it's cool being a part of this industry at its infancy, relative infancy, right? Because there's so much opportunity, there's so much change, and it's, yeah, it's just cool to see.
Yes, I agree. I mean, the market size when we started Key, I think it was 25 billion. We were like, this is big. And then 100 billion. So like, this is awesome. Yeah, that's great. You always want to start something here. Although on the earlier side, it takes a lot of educating. Like when we started Key, you didn't have companies like Capital One doing the, I couldn't have gone to Capital One and sold them on that concept 3 years ago. They're following their data, following the trend, you know, making a big splash. Amex is in, companies like Marriott, you're getting the Hotels Accor was an early mover in. So anyways, it's just that, you know, time and place. So I love the growth.
It's cool. And I had this as one of my last questions, but I really should have asked this earlier, is with your growth in inventory. And I know we talked last time about you wanted to expand more worldwide. Were there any regions that you were targeting that you were able to achieve inventory in, or what is your goals for the future expansion, I guess, of
inventory? So we're still focused on North America, US. Mm-hmm. We just up in Cape Cod. We just came off of our team call and we're like, we've been talking about this market for 3 years. And it's very seasonal. So you have to get in when the moment's right on both sides. So we're focused North America, Canada, US, Mexico, Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And that's our focus. We're opening up Costa Rica. So going down a little bit. And then for us, the next big one will be Europe.
Gotcha.
And it's really following the data of where our customers are mm-hmm. going and asking for. We're not yet there. I think there's a lot of opportunity in that market. Europe, to me, they're known for hospitality. There are countries across Europe, UK, or that's one of their main industries. Mm-hmm. So, but that'll be next across the pond, but it'll be a few years because we still have a lot of work to do.
Yeah,
a lot
of course. To do here. Yeah, I feel like probably the next time I chat with you, there'll be more stuff that we didn't even foresee that we'll chat about too.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. So lots of, anytime you have these bigger players getting in, it's amazing for the whole industry in my mind. So absolutely. Unless you were the dominant one and then now you've got to create your moat a little more.
Was there anything else you wanted to share about Key and that, you know, as we're, you know, we're approaching the end of the year, I think by the time this comes out, it'll be around the end of the year. So any parting thoughts for the year or thoughts for the upcoming year?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I think it's an exciting time both on inventory growth. I think there's a need for other channels for distribution, especially niche channels. I think we will see more niche players like Key. We're focused on the mid-lux and up. But on the services side too, we love our local vendors. So whenever we expand, we can bring on a whole new category of companies that don't necessarily cater to the vacation rental industry, but can definitely benefit from being a part of the ecosystem. And so I heard a story this morning from our curation team on the services side, where we had this vendor in Lake Tahoe, and they started with just one service with us. And now they have a whole family business where we use different categories. Yeah. So I love that. And then we've got other local vendors who we started in one, a chef in particular, mm-hmm. we started in one market and now in a ski valley. Now they're in more than 5+ destinations and growing. So we'll feed them on our data on, hey, cool. here's where we're going. We want to be with you. And they'll go get the local chefs because that local component's important. People still want that as we consolidate. But yeah, I think we're exciting. That's our focus, is just continuing to grow in great destinations with the local property managers and the vendors. And then I think the deals such as Capital One, I think that's a big, it'll become more and more the forefront, and you'll mm-hmm. see them on stage more with the bigger OTAs and kind of take more market share. So
yeah, it's so cool.
We're excited about them coming in and what they're spending millions. When I say millions, it's not tens of millions, it's hundreds of millions on marketing. And so it'll be interesting to see just what the credit card companies do, like Cap One, for instance, mm-hmm. are opening the airport lounges. I mean, there's a lot of, you probably see the Taylor Swift. I'm like, what's Capital One doing here? So, but spending a lot of dollars, and even with the airlines, I've heard, I haven't done much research on it, but heard that they're making more on their credit card programs than they are selling actual seats.
Yeah.
And so I think it's going to be a big,
interesting.
A big group that enters the space, and I'm excited they're getting into vacation rentals versus sticking to just hotels and airlines.
Right. So, yeah.
That's going to be a big part of our year, is making them succeed and getting great inventory and making it a big success so they keep on going.
Awesome. Well, yes, that's really cool. Congratulations on that partnership. I can't wait to hear more about it in the future and kind of how it's going, but I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Great. Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Red Awning. Their comprehensive hospitality platform offers optimized property listings on every channel, 24/7 guest support, dynamic pricing, and chargeback protection. And it allows you more control over your listings and communications than ever before. Red Awning helps property managers prosper. Find out more at join.redawning.com/VRMA and be sure to request your free market analysis.